numbers in sports mean different things. In football, you get 6 points for a touchdown, 3 points for a field goal, just one for an extra point. The number four, very rarely used. In basketball, you can get a two-pointer or a three-pointer. Every once in a while, you get fouled shooting a two-point shot. Go to the line for the three-point play. Very, very rarely, you get fouled attempting a three-pointer. When you make it, then you're going for a four-point play. Again, very rare. Heck, in golf, you only yell four when you're ready to hit somebody. In hockey, four is also very rare. 1 point for a goal, 1 point for an assist, 2 minutes for a penalty, 3 points, the mighty hat trick. The number four doesn't happen very often. It did last Saturday night in Big Rapids, Michigan. The Beavers' Owen Sillinger became the first Beaver to score 4 goals in a game since Luke Erickson did it all the way back in December of 2005. Four, pretty darn special. Owen Sillinger started his night on the power play.
Owen Sillinger draws it back for Elias Rosen. Irulo, down low it goes. Lucas Sillinger, Elias Rosen. Irulo left circle, rebound shot, the Beavers will score. Irulo threw it towards Logan Stein and it popped straight up the middle of the circles and there was Owen Sillinger to bury it.
His second came on a 5-on-3.
5-on-3 up for 28 seconds. Owen makes a move around his man, shoots, scores! Oh, what a play by Owen Sillinger! With 24 seconds left in the 5-on-3, Owen Sillinger and the Beavers have tied it up at 2.
The third, the mighty hat trick goal, not only the game winner, but that one was scored shorthanded while the Beavers were killing off a 5-minute major.
Foot race, here comes Irulo. Irulo will carry it back behind the goal, centers it out in front. Shot by Owen Sillinger, rebound, they score! Shorthanded goal for Owen Sillinger, and that's a hat trick for the Beaver alternate captain. And the Beavers go up 3-2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It was the first natural hat trick for the Beavers since Charlie Combs did it in 2019. Prior to that, 2008. Beavers' Chris McKelvey. Hat tricks are rare, 4 goals even more rare. But Owen Sillinger added another one, an assist on his brother's goal.
Irulo down low, back up top it comes for Vold. Over to Martin, in between the circles, Owen Sillinger with a shot, hits Stein up high. Puck rebound, they score! It's Lucas Sillinger in the offensive zone all by himself, waits for some help. Just keeps lugging the puck up and down the wall into the corner. Back up top it comes, Brad Johnson with a drive, that one's deflected. Sillinger, he scores! Owen Sillinger's got 4! Beavers lead 6-2!
A 5-point night, and the Beavers got a very important win.
We're not looking at the stuff and the fluff afterwards. It's about winning the game, because the fluff afterwards doesn't mean much if you don't win the game. But then I think when you reflect back after you win a game, you say, what a great night. Owen had 4 goals, 1 assist, a 5-on-3 goal, a 5-on-4 goal, a shorthanded goal. I think you reflect back on those after the fact, because if you lose the game, it doesn't matter.
The Beavers were supposed to play Northern Michigan in a non-conference series all the way back in November. Because of COVID, that didn't happen. Beavers and the Wildcats will meet today for the first time in almost a full calendar year, and 3 very precious points on the line tonight. Owen Sillinger doesn't need to score 4 goals again tonight for the Beavers to be successful, but I'm sure we'd all take it. To be successful tonight, the Beavers need success on the power play, need to keep the country's best penalty kill going, and do whatever in the heck it takes to come out on top tonight, and do it all over again tomorrow. Just 4 weeks left in the regular season for the WCHA, and in those 4 weeks, the Beavers will play 10 games. At least we hope the Beavers will play 10 games. Beavers and Northern Michigan's Wildcats. Pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.